As South Sudan continues to prepare for independence, church leaders there are encouraging parents to send their children and especially their girls to school. Sister Noelle Kerskadden is the provincial superior of the Irish province of the Loreto Sisters. Speaking with Radio Good News while on a visit to South Sudan, she shared some of her excitement over one of her congregation's South Sudanese missionary projects, the Loreto Girls Boarding Secondary School in Rumbek.
I'm very excited about this project. It's been slow taking off. The number of students, it's increasing every year. I would hope that in 2 or 3 years' time that we will have over 250 girls here. The girls want to be educated. They want to be here. Their parents are very happy that they're here. And I would hope that we will educate these girls to contribute back to their community and back to the area of Rumbek and to southern Sudan in the future. I would encourage the parents to educate their young girls. The future of the country is in the hands of the women, whether it's in the home or whether it's in the workplace. And I think if we can educate the girls, we can educate the next generation. It's a slow process, but if we start with a number of girls and it will go from generation to generation, and even if these girls, some of them, won't take up roles in society or won't take up jobs, that in their home they will pass on the wisdom and they will pass on an attitude of acceptance and reconciliation and peace to the next generation.
The Loreto School in Rumbek was established in 2007 and will have its pioneer students sitting for their secondary school certificate examination this academic year. I'm Chris Oltieri.